This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating. Patient's name is Anthony Munaco. M-U-N-A-C-O, Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Date of birth is 4-5-1946. Date of service, 7/29/2024. Mr. Munaco is a very present 78-year-old male with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, who was admitted to the hospital with altered mental status. He had workup done in the hospital, which did reveal a pancreatic head mass with concerns for metastasis. He had elevated white blood cell count, also was anemic. His kidney function was slightly elevated. Oncology was consulted. Also palliative care was consulted. He was given IV fluids. He was his confusion did improve during the hospitalization. A CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis showed a stable pancreatic head mass with diffuse metastatic disease to the chest and abdomen. Family and patient were in agreement of a no code and no ICU treatment. They wanted symptomatic treatment. Was not interested in any chemo or radiation treatments or extensive surgery. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, he's laying comfortably in bed. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He complains of his belly being distended and mild discomfort. He denies any complaints of nausea or vomiting. He does complain of weakness in his lower extremities as well as generalized. He denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, and pancreatic cancer. Past surgical history non-contributory, social history, smoking, non-alcohol, None. Allergies. No known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal discomfort, also abdominal distension, no history of peptic ulcer disease. He recently diagnosed of pancreatic cancer with meds. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, denies any previous history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains, off and on. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal, pupils wake round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination, patient awake and alert, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, generalized weakness, number two, pancreatic cancer with METs, number next, diabetes mellitus, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Patient and family have decided not to pursue active treatment for his cancer. And they want him to have some therapy and see if there is any improvement. They do want him to be comfortable and pain-free. Will continue current medications, will monitor her progress. His progress will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Mary Van Dyke, V-A-N-D-Y-K, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 11-15-1949. Date of service is 8-5-2024. Ms. Van Dyke is a very pleasant 74-year-old female with history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, history of prior DVT, history of recent intraparenchymal hemorrhage, gastroesophageal reflux disease, anxiety and depression, admitted to the hospital because of weakness. And another episode of fall. Patient came to the hospital because she had fell again. She did complain of somewhat being dizzy. She denies hitting her head or losing consciousness. She stated that she had some dizziness which lasted for a few minutes. She sat down, subsequently had a fall. She was seen in the emergency room where CT head without contrast showed no acute intracranial process. CT of the abdomen and pelvis did reveal an L3 moderate superior end plate compression fracture. No other acute abnormality were seen. There was an indeterminate 1.2 centimeter hypodense lesion in the hepatic segment. CT cervical spine showed no acute vertebral fracture or injury. Patient was admitted to the hospital with recurrent falls and generalized weakness. She was also noted to have orthostatic hypotension. She was given IV fluids. Her sodium was also low. She was given IV fluid with normal saline. Her sodium did improve somewhat. Also, her creatinine did improve. Neurology was consulted. She had history of intraparenchymal hemorrhage in May. Repeat imaging did not show any bleed. Patient was subsequently doing better. She was also, she was felt to have an acute ischemic brain stroke, which was responsible for some nystagmus. The MRI was negative. Aspirin was restarted after consultation with the neurosurgery. She was otherwise doing better. She did complete 3-day course of antibiotic for her UTI. Her sodium did improve. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she said that she's feeling better. She denies any headaches, denies any blurring of vision, being dizzy or lightheaded, denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, no palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, history of DVT, history of intraparenchymal hemorrhage, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of anxiety, slight depression, history of breast cancer. Past surgical history has been significant for cholecystectomy, knee surgery, and tonsillectomy. Social history. She quit smoking long time ago. Alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system. Cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness of pressure sensation, there is any palpitations, no history of myocoronary artery disease. Respiratory symptoms, there is any cough, there is any shortness of breath, there is any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, there is any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does have history of ischemic stroke. MRI was negative. History of intraparenchymal bleed. No history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains off and on, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be Negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal, pupils weak or unreactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression number one, acute ischemic brain stroke, next history of right frontal intraparenchymal hemorrhage, next history of encephalopathy, next orthostatic hypotension, next recurrent falls, next hyponatremia, next acute and chronic kidney disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next history of DVT, next gastroesophageal reflux disease, next anxiety, slight depression, next L3 compression fracture, next 1.2 centimeter hypodense lesion in the liver, recommend repeat MRI abdomen in 3 months after discharge. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue current medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.